Welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast, hosted by me, Renee O'Neill. I'm your host, life and business coach for mums, and a mum of two myself. I'm here to help you be the present mum you're wanting to be, whilst also having a successful business, because you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You have come to the right place if you're a mum who dreams of time and financial freedom and wants to be fulfilled in life alongside motherhood. This podcast is a place where you can come to be inspired and empowered whilst also getting tangible tips, advice, and strategies to help you in your life and business. So let's dive in. Welcome back to the Mum Boss Podcast. I am so excited to have you here with me. I am sitting down in my home office with my cup of tea. If you know me, you'll know that there's pretty much always a cup of tea in my hand. And if you don't, well, now you do. I'm a little bit tea obsessed. So I wanted to record a podcast today as, I guess, a bit of an update. To let you know that the podcast is going on holidays. And what I mean by that is I strategically have built my business around my lifestyle as a mum. And as a mum to two full-time school-age children, I work my business when the kids are at school. So that looks like Monday to Friday, 9 till 2:30. And what it means is outside of that, I have very strict boundaries around my business time. Outside of those school hours, I don't do client work. I don't do emails. I don't do any business tasks unless it's social media, because honestly, social media, whilst it is a task in my business and something I guess I need to do to market myself and my services and obviously this podcast, it's also something I enjoy doing because I get to connect with you in the DMs. I get to chat with you in the comment section. So I do that outside of those hours, but that is probably the only thing that I do. And what this also looks like is when it's school holidays, I don't do any business work aside from client work, which typically even client work often goes on hold as well because my clients are mums as well. And so if they are mums of school-age children, they also usually like to take the holidays as a break as well. So what that means is the podcast also runs on school terms. Now, that's an interesting one because depending on where you live, school holidays might actually be different for you. I'm down here in Tassie in Australia. So for us, our school holidays start this coming Friday, which would be the 29th of September for the next 2 weeks. So what this means is this is the last podcast for the school term, and it will be back on Thursday, the 19th of October. Now, in saying that, whilst yes, there will be no new episodes for 2 weeks, there are over 150 episodes to devour on this podcast. And being that this podcast has been curated for you as a mum in business, I have had the most incredible guests come on and share their wisdom, share their knowledge, their expertise. I have solo episodes where I have shared my expertise with you. And so I feel like it's a big call to make, but I'm going to make it. I feel like you will find anything that you could possibly need on this podcast. And so if you are wanting to still devour the podcast episodes, then I would encourage you to go back through the catalog of all the episodes that I have on this podcast and find something that you need. And I think it's really important to listen to podcasts when you need them. And sometimes, you know, you might be in a season of life or business where there's something in particular that you're wanting to work on. There's an area that feels like it needs a little attention. And so it might be a worthwhile opportunity to go, okay, here's an area that I'd like to, you know, grow, evolve, and learn in. And then search for that episode here on the podcast. And I will be almost certain you will find what you need here on this podcast. So I will be taking a 2-week break from business and the podcast. And, you know, this is something that I really love that I've done with my business. I have really built my business around my lifestyle as opposed to my life having to fit around my business. And I think as a mom, that is something that is so important. You know, we often have gone into business because we wanted that time flexibility and freedom and to not feel like we're tied to a 9-to-5 job again. And so, you know, you are the CEO in your business. You are the business owner. You get to decide your business hours. You get to decide how you run your business and on what terms. And I think a key part of that is setting boundaries around your desires and your wants and your needs so that it allows you to have that. And so for me, you know, I am strict with my business hours and the time that I work in my business so that I can have the kind of lifestyle that I want to have, so that I can be with my family when it's school holidays, so that I can enjoy the weekends and have time away. And what's really interesting is when I have moments of taking time off the business during the school holidays, I have light bulb moments that come to me where I get these new ideas, or sometimes it's just an opportunity to hit refresh and reset on things, you know, and be able to go, okay, I get this 2-week opportunity to have a break from my business. And then you come back into it with like a fresh perspective, a fresh outlook on things. And I find that that's actually really helpful. And so that is me for this school term, let's say. And I will see you back on Thursday, the 19th of October will be the next new episode that will air. I cannot wait to chat to you then. In the meantime, enjoy the episodes that you listen to, and I can't wait to talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To learn more, you can go to ReneeO'Neill.com. I'm so grateful for you being here and super glad you've taken the time out for yourself to tune into today's episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to hit subscribe so you can catch the next one when it's released. Also, if you share this podcast to your Instagram stories and tag me at ReneeO'Neill, I will be sure to send you a little gift straight to your DMs as a thank you.